From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Egypt's government is trying to seize the spotlight from pro-democracy demonstrators by establishing a committee to recommend changes in the country's constitution and by pledging there will be no retaliation against protesters. Egypt's Vice President Omar Suleiman says a clear roadmap is in place for a peaceful transition of power. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says pressure is building on protesters in Cairo's Central Square.
There seems to be an effort afoot to put pressure on demonstrators to end their demonstration at Tahrir Square, to have them move on. In fact, they're trying to sort of push them toward the center of the square so that traffic can resume in that area.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo. Protesters are not budging, though, from their demand that Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak resign. Consumer borrowing is up, paced by the first increase in credit card use in more than 2 years. NPR's Wendy Kaufman says analysts see the data as a sign of growing consumer confidence in the economy and increased spending, which could help boost the recovery.
During December, the use of revolving credit, typically credit cards, increased 3.5%. The increase was far larger than economists expected, and it was the first increase since August of 2008. December also marked the third straight month in which consumer borrowing increased. The figures, which reflect holiday spending, show a substantial and welcome shift from 2009 and much of 2010, when consumer borrowing fell sharply. The latest numbers, which come from the Federal Reserve, show non-revolving credit, credit for things like car loans and tuition payments, also climbed in December. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Federal regulators are proposing that top executives at major financial institutions such as Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs wait at least 3 years before getting half of their annual bonuses. NPR's Mondolito Barco reports the move by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is designed to reduce risky financial transactions.
Regulators say they may go even further to restrict them from hedging deferred bonuses in the form of stock. Just how much of their bonuses they'd receive would be tied to the performances of their companies based on decisions they make. The proposal also calls for the banks to identify top traders and other employees who could potentially endanger the companies or pose financial risks. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The House is set to vote today to extend some key provisions of the Patriot Act, the anti-terrorism measure enacted after the September 11th attacks. The law makes it easier for authorities to conduct surveillance on terrorism suspects. The House will be voting to extend parts of the law, such as those dealing with access to business records and wiretaps, through the end of this year, but a longer-term extension is running into opposition from some conservative lawmakers and those elected with Tea Party backing. This is NPR News from Washington. Hundreds of Islamic hardliners in Indonesia have stormed a courthouse and set fire to two churches. They were protesting what they consider a lenient sentence for a Christian man convicted of blaspheming Islam. The war crimes trial of Liberia's ex-president Charles Taylor resumes today in The Hague. NPR's Ofebia Quistarkin reports the court will be hearing closing arguments after 3 years of often gruesome testimony.
Charles Taylor denies charges that he masterminded the brutal civil war across Liberia's border in neighboring Sierra Leone, which ended in 2002. The former Liberian president went on trial in 2007 for alleged war crimes, including rape, mass murder, and the forced recruitment of child soldiers. He's also accused of trading in blood diamonds to fuel the twin conflicts in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone's rebels were reviled for their trademark atrocity, chopping off limbs. Taylor's defense lawyer asked him whether he'd instructed such amputations.
It's impossible for that to have ever been ordered by me.
Charles Taylor's trial should end Friday, with the verdict expected later this year. Ofebia Quistarkin, NPR News, Abidjan.
The government is set to release today results of an investigation into the problem of unexpected acceleration in some Toyota vehicles. Toyota has recalled more than 11 million vehicles worldwide since late 2009 to deal with a variety of issues. The American Civil Liberties Union is raising privacy questions about Chicago's network of at least 10,000 police cameras. The ACLU wants the city to stop expanding that network, but police say the cameras help them respond more quickly to emergencies and have led to thousands of arrests. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News. Support.